You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and this is episode 28. We're nearing the big 3-0. A couple of things on this podcast. Soon this podcast is going to go behind a paywall. So, again, if you want to get this podcast, it's going to be through the Patreon account that I have set up. It's patreon.com/fagsworshipalphas. And it's $10 a month, you know, to support this website and everything that happens here. So I mean, I think it's worth it for the amount of content that comes up on this site. I think it's probably worth it. If you want this message to get out to everybody, it's definitely worth it. So besides, this podcast is going behind the paywall, and so is some other stuff. So anyway, just that's a short little plug there. I'm also partnering with Fleshlight to start getting deals on some really cool equipment they have. There's one in particular that I really I think is really neat. So I don't have a penis, obviously, because whatever nature gave me is locked up in chastity, but it would be cool for men with cocks to have fun with. So that'll be fun. You might see some changes on the website to start showing off some of that those products. So also, I did tease a few episodes back about a special guest. Apparently that is still in the works. It's still happening. I hope it happens. I really do, because everybody will be really blown away, and I really think it's going to change everything. So hopefully it happens. Keep your fingers crossed. It's going to be mind-blowing, honestly. This is going to be a little different episode than the other one I had, the last one I had, where I kind of just went into a rant spiral. This is going to be a little bit different. First of all, I just want to say something about Master Nick. Okay, I get lots and lots of questions about Master Nick, whose story on the website has captivated lots of my fag readers and has inspired several alphas. Just to kind of, for anybody who's not familiar with Master Nick is a straight alpha. He's in college in Toronto, and he's straight. He's got a girlfriend, but he discovered fag worship and service last fall and loved it because it's so nice. He's got these talented faggots that they're good cocksuckers, and he can fuck them as hard and as often as he wants, and they just come back craving more, you know, unlike females, you know. And now he owns 4 faggots that live with him in his apartment, and they serve him, you know, sexually. They make his meals. They clean his place. They worship him, okay? And basically, Master Nick is living the life of a king, which is what he deserves, because he is a king, okay? He is, without a doubt, the most amazing alpha, I think one of the most amazing alphas I've ever known. And I've never been in his presence. And I feel like, even with all my experience that I've had in my life, I would still crumble before him, you know. That's how I feel about him. He is, you know, I'm wearing chastity because of him, you know. So, anyway, just as an aside, this is the kind of stuff, I'm going to share something with you. I was talking to him today. Today he cunted Yul and Alex today. He does this rotation where he fucks two of them one day, then he fucks two the other two the next day, and back and forth. So today it was Yul and Alex, and he cunted them, and you know, from what I gathered from the other faggots in the house, these were like major ruts, very loud, very aggressive ruts. And anyway, Master Nick contacted me after he was done with his fucking for the day, okay? He goes on the weekends particularly, he goes on these sprees of just like fuck fests on the weekend, you know. And anyway, so he contacted me after he was done, and he wrote to me, he said, "Sam, I do respect my faggots too. Faggots are very special." And occasionally he says things like that, and I'm just always so grateful to him for his attitude toward that. You know, he understands that that these faggots that he owns, they're his responsibility, they're his property, they're lesser than him, right? Hierarchically, they're lesser than him. But he still views them as valuable. They're not things that he mistreats, you know. He appreciates them. And I just, it always blows me away when he says stuff like that, because it's just, he's a straight alpha male. But he still values these lesser possessions of his that serve him, you know. And he doesn't have to, but he does. So I just wanted to put that plug out there for him, because I just think he's just spectacular in that regard. His story is still, I just cannot believe that I have been able to have the privilege of covering that story and getting to know him. Anyway, this kind of leads into a little bit of something I wanted to talk about, which is rimming, okay? Now, I have multiple times, I have nudged Master Nick that I think that he should have his faggots lick his ass, okay? And I think he's kind of weirded out by the idea. I think a lot of straight men are, you know. And I mean, I vividly remember the first time that a man told me to lick his ass. It was this, the first time was this, it was with this Pacific Islander guy. Like, he had a beautiful ass, okay? And he had beautiful legs. I don't know if you know anything about Pacific Islanders, but they have, like, amazing calf muscles and, like, really thick, sturdy, like, like, a really great base on their body. Like, they're kind of squatty kind of bodies, and they got these thick muscular legs just naturally, you know. And he had that, and like, I just was totally turned on by him. And he was very, very aggressive in all manner of speaking, but like, when he grabbed my hair and he turned around and he said, "I want you to lick my ass." And I didn't know really what to make of that. It was just like, I never, honestly, I was very young, and like, I'd never occurred to me that I was going to ever lick a man's ass, you know. And what I learned from that experience and from other times that I have rimmed men, is that it's very, very different than, let's say, when a man eats a pussy, okay, or when a man has rimmed me, okay, and that has happened. But like when a man is doing that to me, it's because he enjoys it. I never have asked a man to do that. I would never ask a man to do that. But because he enjoys it, you know. Black men are amazing rimmers, okay? I'm just going to tell you that. Like, I've served a lot of black men in my life, and they know how to eat ass and eat pussy, really, for that matter, too. Like, they love to get in there and, like, really go to town on that. And, it feels amazing, okay? It really does. I remember the first time I got rimmed, I was just like, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to pass out. That's how good it felt. But when a faggot licks a man's ass, there's definitely a power exchange happening there. And I do think that all men, and particularly alpha males, should be getting their asses licked by their subs, female subs, or their faggots. I think they should all be doing that, because there's such a tremendous power exchange there. It's the faggot licking what is probably considered to be the most despised place on the human body, right? The dirty, quote-unquote, dirtiest place on the human body. And they're submitting themselves completely to that, to the man's asshole, licking it. It's basically saying, I am toilet paper, okay? Like, or I'm a cleaning device, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to being human. There is a dehumanizing aspect to rimming. For a faggot to rim a man is to say, you are my king. You know, it's similar to when you kiss their feet and you worship their feet. You are putting yourself in a position of absolute surrender, where, like, if you're going to lick a man's ass, then he owns you. He can make you do anything he wants, right? So I just think all men should experience that. And I mean, I've actually, since I've been in business with this website, I have actually talked a couple of alphas into trying it, and they all come back saying, you're right about that, you know, that, you know, why wasn't I doing this a long time ago, that kind of thing, because they suddenly realize, yeah, there is a power aspect. They feel much more powerful after they've had a faggot lick their ass, you know. It's a form of worship, a deep, deeply intimate form of worship, you know. I mean, again, like, the act itself is, I mean, I think it, you know, there are sanitary things that have to be done, really, to make it, you know, safe and whatever. But when those things are done and that act is performed, the man is absolutely elevated, you know, and empowered from that. So I just really encourage all men to investigate that aspect of their dominance. And for faggots to investigate that aspect of their submission to men, because I think it's very powerful, you know. Honestly, a faggot's tongue and mouth should be of service to all areas of the alpha body, okay? Anything the alpha once worshipped, the faggot uses its mouth and tongue to provide pleasure, to provide worship, and you know, that's, you know, that's what a faggot's mouth is for, basically, you know. So that's a very intimate form of worship that I think I really encourage people to explore that more, you know. So to Master Nick, if you're listening, I still am encouraging it. I hope you do it, sir, because I think it would be a bonding experience for you and your faggots. And for every other man listening, I think it would be definitely an eye-opening growth moment for both you and your faggot or your female. You know, one of my very favorite porn stars out there is Brandon Richards, and he runs the website dickdrainers.com, and he is one of the, for me, first time I ever saw him in a video years ago, you know, before 2015, you know, the first time I ever saw him in a video, I was just blown away how sexy he was, how dominant he was, and he still is. And I do recommend that if you're interested in rimming, he has really brought rimming into the mainstream in a way that nobody else. He's basically forced it into the mainstream. He is very aggressive about getting his ass licked by his females. And they don't have a choice. They're there mostly to lick his ass, okay, and get throat fucked. But he's a phenomenal, and you know what? I've developed sort of a friendship with him. I mean, if that's what you want to call it, between an alpha and a faggot, it's sort of a friendship. He's a great, great guy. He's very intelligent and very driven and very ambitious. And it's been a privilege, honestly, to know him. But I've marveled watching him. When I first knew of him and started to get to know him, he was just getting his dick sucked. But like, he branched out into Dick Drainers and started developing that website, and the rimming was really the thing that set him apart and has built his entire career. And if you asked him, he would tell you that he gets a definite power trip from having his ass licked. So it's important, I think, in the dom sub world or the alpha fag world too. So I definitely encourage all men to try it, because it will probably change your life, okay? So anyway, that's all I had really today, but I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and I hope your week goes well, and I'll probably come back on Tuesday with something. So until then, you can contact me as always at my email account, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, and also on the website, fagsworshipalphas.com. There's a question box there. And then, of course, I got two accounts on Twitter, and I'm just all over the place, all across the internet. So please say hi and let me know what you think. And I will talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.